Hi, I'm Dennis Quaid, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
Welcome to Life Minute TV, your life, your minute on everything lifestyle. Celebrity buzz, music and movie news, fashion, beauty, homestyle, wellness, and more. On this episode, we catch up with Hollywood icon Dennis Quaid about his latest endeavor as talk show host and how he's been handling quarantine.
So tell us, what are you up to? Tell us about the Dennis Hunt.
Dennis Hunt is a, well, I guess it's an interview format. And I talk to a lot of people that I've known for quite a while, but all the interesting people that I've met in my lucky life. And to get to know them a little better, and so the audience gets to know them a little better. Subjects or things that we don't necessarily know about them.
Yeah. And tell us, who have you interviewed so far?
I had Billy Bush on the other day. That was about Hollywood jail. Billy Ray Cyrus was my first. Tanya Tucker. I just did Garcelle from Housewives of Beverly Hills. I worked with her on a TV show last year. John Carter Cash, son of Johnny Cash and June Carter from the Cabin recording studio there in Nashville.
What made you decide to do this?
Well, my partner and I, Jared Gutstadt, we had the number two music podcast last year called Bear and a Banjo. That we did with T-Bone Burnett and Bob Dylan and Pooh Bear. And it did so well, and we had such a good time doing it, we decided to start our own podcast platform. And we're out to be sort of the YouTube of podcasts. And we have a large slate on our show besides the Denisance. The Denisance, I guess, would be like sort of the first and flagship show to come out and to promote the other the podcasts that we have on our slate. And we're going to do all genres across the board, and just having a blast doing it.
Awesome. That's so cool. And where can you see it?
Well, you can see it on audioweb.com, but you can find it anywhere that you find podcasts.
Cool. So I have to ask you about your music. Tell us about Dennis Quaid and the Sharks.
Dennis Quaid and the Sharks have been together since Halloween night 2000 that we started. And so that's, 20 years we've been together now. And music has always been a part of my life. I've always had a band throughout my life and throughout my career. I've been playing guitar since I was 12. I've been lucky enough to have done some music movies, and I've sold music that I've written to films that I've been in and films that I haven't been in. Music is like breathing to me. We started out doing music that we all love, growing up or whatever, and also songs that I wrote. That was about 75-25%, but as it developed, that kind of flipped, and we do like 75% original music and 25% music. But we're about getting people on their feet and having a good time. But my guitar player and I, we split off, and we're with a duet called Quaid and James, where we highlight the songwriting. It's more of a general Americana feel to it, and a little bit, lower key with two guitars.
Oh, that's awesome. Who are some of your most favorite musicians of all times?
Van Morrison, but it's very eclectic. I'm the kind of person, I like any kind of music as long as it's good. the Beatles growing up and Elvis.
Speaking of eclectic, your acting is also eclectic. You're such a good actor. You can love you so much and hate you so much, be so scared of you. What were some of your favorite roles as an actor?
Well, I have to say my favorite is The Right Stuff. Because I judge the movies that I do about the experience I had while I'm doing them, so it's a little bit different than context from which I judge them. Gordo Cooper, in fact, was the original Astronauts, was my favorite astronaut. I got to play him. And it turned out when I got the role that he lived 3 miles from me in LA. So I got to meet him and we became friends and I got my pilot's license and I wound up flying jets. And it was just Chuck Yeager was on the set every day and it was about an incredible time in the United States, you know, during the 60s, when it was a different world back then. But what a beautiful experience, and it took 9 months. I also liked that of The Rookie and The Big Easy and, you know, The Parent Trap, of course. We're gonna make Dog's Purpose 3. I don't know if we'll have to social distance for that, but we're gonna make it. It takes place in doggy heaven.
When you're not doing all those things, what else do you like to do? A loaded question. You're not writing music or producing or acting or, you know, doing podcasts or interviewing people. What do you like to do? Exciting. Dumbest question ever.
Because I like to do a little bit of everything, you know. I'm an avid cyclist. I'm one of those guys that's wearing a Lycra with their bright colors riding bikes. And, good passion of mine. And I'm a pilot, always busy with the band, of course, and I only play golf once a day.
Any other things, like what's your workout regimen like or healthy eating habit? You get better looking, I think, as you get older.
Vanity is really good for that. I've always just stayed fit. I was a runner for like 45 years. And finally my joints could not take it. So I turned to cycling kind of late. And it's such a great exercise. And I feel like I'm 12 years old when I get on my bike again every time. And so that's good. I lift a little weight, lift some weights and do yoga and chase kids.
And how are you doing? How are you coping being home? How's that been?
Actors have training for this. They're used to going months without a job. You finish a job and, you know, it'll be sometimes months in between your next one and you don't even know when that's going to be. So I'm used to having a lot of time off. I think I fare better than my fiance at this, who lives in the real world. We were supposed to be married April 4th. That didn't turn out to be because of the virus, but we started making our secret plans already. And I think we're going to do it in the middle part of the country, around Nashville.
Any favorite books or binge watching?
Well, binge watching has been The Tiger King. I only barely caught Sex in the City back when it started, and we started from season one, and we're up to season 3 now, Sex in the City. A lot of documentaries. I'm playing Ronald Reagan, hopefully, in a movie this year. And I just finished a 700-page biography on him. Well, he was my favorite president, actually. I was actually kicked out of the hippies for voting for him back in 1980. And he was just... you know, I don't think that kind of world is going to come back. There'll never be another one like him. He was like everybody's dad, whether you had problems with your dad or if you had a great relationship with your dad. Yeah, that's what he was to the country, I think.
What about favorite comfort foods?
Favorite comfort food? Well, the chicken tenders from Ready Chick, which is down the road, and. You know, we've been making a lot of soups around here in the crock pot. That helps a lot. A lot of a lot of ice cream, and a lot of mashed potatoes, and just everything's comfort food for me because I'll eat anything.
You could eat whatever you want. That's all you do. Is there anybody that you want to interview that you're working on? Or if you had the chance to meet anybody living or dead and interview them, who would that be?
course, Ronald Reagan, if he was around. But I've been, I spent a weekend in the White House with Bill Clinton, and you know, I was an FOB during the day, and I played him in an HBO movie. I'd really love to interview him, and hopefully I'm going to get to do it. We have a reunion with all the guys from Breaking Away coming up here within the next week, which will be a lot of fun to get together.
Oh, that's great. So cool. Thank you so much, Dennis. It's such an honor. I'm so
excited. All right. God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless you, too. You take care.
Bye.
I'm not stopping. You have to do it. Okay. I won't do it.